Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is about 11 a.m. Pacific time on the 23rd of July. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know we are live streaming. You can find the live by going to YouTube or Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live stream there. And we are also in the chat room, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. That's number one, number two, radio.com. Click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. So that's how to do all of it. If you are watching a live stream and commenting there, I can see that through my program. If you are commenting in the chat room, I also have eyes on that. So I'm a good multitasker. What can I say? So here we are. How is everybody? How did that full moon sit with you? I'm curious to know. The day of the full moon brought an unbelievable amount of drama here in the U.S. that ended up picking up enormous speed from Sunday into yesterday, and here we are. So it's interesting. With the flash of a pen, we are now yet again looking down the barrel of potentially electing our first female president. And it's pretty exciting. So I'm curious to know, all politics aside, just curious to know how you're doing, how you did with that full moon. When I wrote the Daily Dish the morning of the full moon, it was pretty ominous. Like, it's going to be struggles, conflicts, you know, this is going to be one of those kinds of days. So I was really curious about what the hell does this day bring? Well, it brought a lot of chaos, that's for sure, which is pretty much what the Daily Dish said. But anyway, Pamela said she was not a fan of that full moon. Yeah, it was wild for sure. I had excitement this week when my night bloomers started blooming. I have this plant that I did not plant. And apparently it's pretty poisonous. The fruit of it is. So luckily it's in my front yard so that I don't have to worry about my piggies getting to it, or it would have had to be eradicated a long time ago. But this started growing last year in my front flower beds. There was one plant last year. This year there's four. I can see how these go crazy and people probably hate them. But it's, from what I can gather, it's called a poison, now I can't remember, a poison something apple. Anyway, how's that for an explanation? If you know, please come in the chat room and tell me. Dang it. This memory is just really something. Anyway, but it has these big kind of trumpet-like blooms on it that open in the night. And they stay open until about noon the next day, and then they wilt down and die. They only bloom for a day, and they're done. That's what they look like. And they're good-sized. They're not dinner plate, but like dessert plate-sized. And what they create is this fruit that is like this spiny, round, prickly thing. And yeah, the seeds of those are apparently super poisonous. But anyway, I don't know. What do I know? I don't even know how I have these. They just started growing. So my best guess is that something that I bought at a nursery maybe was contaminated with seeds. Thorn apple. Yes, they're poison thorn apple, apparently, from the searches I've been able to do. So they're a nightshade. And anyway, pretty cool, right? I think they're kind of fun to see them opening. Like, it's kind of cool to get to see them open up. And it's wild, though, that their blooms only last a night. And by noon the next day, they are dead. I tried soaking the box better to give them a little bit more water so that we know that they're okay. You know, maybe that would preserve the blooms. It doesn't. Hey, Kay, Joni, Quelly. It doesn't preserve the bloom at all. It still just wilts down and falls off. So there you go. Kelly said she hasn't said a word to her husband in 3 days because he pissed her off. That's what the full moon did to her. Well, do what you gotta do, right? That's hilarious. Sid said she felt super energized Sunday with only 3 hours sleep. Very good. Nice. I've been up and down. We had a great weekend. Mars was playing in a slow pitch tournament. Now that college ball is done, the slow pitch people are coming out of the woodwork for her. And she'd never played slow pitch before. This was the first time she'd played. And this tournament is a one pitch, which means just that. Your team pitches to you, but you get one pitch. You hit it, great. You strike at it, or it's a bad pitch and you can't hit it, you're still out. That's how it goes. You foul it off, you're out. And so she was a little nervous because hitting slow pitch is quite different than hitting fast pitch, but she absolutely killed it. She was hitting clear to the fence, and that's a 350-foot fence, so I think she's fine. But anyway, Matea came home to do that, to go to her tournament with us, and we just had a lot of fun. It was nice. It's fun when my kids come home, my Boise kids, because they have a whole list of things they want to do. They always have some kind of a meal they want their dad to cook. Always. It's not me. It's not me. I'm not hurt. It's fine. I can live with that. It's always their dad. So, of course, she wanted. And for Matt, it's steak. It's always steak. So, she wanted her dad's steak. She wanted asparagus. She wanted a Mediterranean salad that she found. So, of course, we did the meal. She wanted to go to a place here called Crispy Cone, which is like a, they do ice cream cones or they do fruit cones that don't have ice cream in them. That's what I get. Their ice cream cones are like this tall. It's crazy. But anyway, it's kind of like a donut. The cone is dough that they wrap around this, these like cone-shaped things that are super hot that cooks them. And then they dust them with powdered sugar, cinnamon sugar or something. Anyway, they're delicious. So anyhow, whenever she comes home, she wants to go to Crispy Cone. And then you choose what spread you want in the inside of the cone. And you can choose from like cookie butter, Nutella, marshmallow cream. I don't know. There's several things, but I only choose Nutella because what else is there, really? And then they put either your fruit and whipped cream inside, or they fill it up with ice cream. And then you get another choice that's like a sauce that goes on it. So because I'm not insane, I get Nutella on top and Nutella inside, duh. But anyway, we had to do Crispy Cone, so she was excited. But it was fun to have her home. And now she's headed back. She headed back Sunday, and it's all good. We went to Christy's house to play with her new babies. I don't know if you guys know this, but she got two Persian kittens about a month ago. And oh my God, are they cute. They are the cutest, funniest, sweetest babies you have ever seen. This is my cup. It's a cauldron. My old cauldron broke. And it had broken before and we'd mended it, but it broke for the last time. So I wanted a new cauldron cup. And I found this one at an artisan booth at Rexburg Pride, actually. But Renee, the flower is like, I would say it's like dessert plate sized. It's not like dinner plate. It's not that big, but it's, you know, it's about that big. Sherry went kayaking. She said it was in the mid-80s, which is super nice in July for Tulsa. Good. Nice. I got some new clothes in the mail, like, right before the show. So I was digging through them, trying to decide. So I chose this one. I was inspired after that trip to the wildlife park. Then I saw this fox shirt online and went, oh, well, that has to be mine. Mars is like, you are insane. No, I know. I think what's more insane is that I don't have more crow clothing. That's what I think is insane. But, you know, what can you do? Let's see. And Joni, yeah, I definitely will get to some readings today. So hang tight with me. that should easily be happening. Maya said full moon and not much sleep. Ooh, sometimes the full moon does that to me too. I'm sleeping like a rock because I probably already told you this, but I had to start a new RA treatment and it's infusions. So in the past, when I did a biologic, basically it's immunotherapy. It's shutting down the parts of your immune system that are attacking yourself, in a sense. So, because when you have an autoimmune disorder, basically there's parts of your body that is beating itself up. And because I have RA and suspected lupus, my body just wants to beat the shit out of itself. Why? Stop. Knock it off. But anyway, immunotherapy is typically called for. And I've done immunotherapy for a lot of years. And then about a year and a half ago, I had an absolute meltdown on the biologic I was on. And my entire immune system went to hell. And I couldn't heal from anything. And I was really sick. And anyway, long story short, I had to go off of biologics for a whole year to get my immune system built back up, which I did, and it was fine. It wasn't that big of a deal. But now, like, my joints are feeling it, and it's really time to go back to a biologic. But now my insurance doesn't want to pay for anything. Make this make sense. All of the injectables that just come to your house and you give yourself a shot once a week, or there's pill form too, my insurance didn't want to pay for any of those. But what they will pay for is an infusion where I have to go to the hospital or an infusion center, but in my town, it's the hospital, to receive that infusion. It's way more money, which is, there's no making sense of it at all. But some people do really, really well on this one. So that's what we're trying. So I had to do the first one 2 weeks ago and the loading dose, and I had a few hard days after that. So this time I was really dreading it. I went in on Thursday and had it. It's wild. You have to stay. It takes like 4 hours. The first one was 5 hours. The second one was 4 hours. And it did not make me so sick this time. Thank goodness. I was determined. Like, this is, that was a one-off. It's not going to be like that again. And it wasn't, except for the fatigue. Like, not so fatiguey that I can't function, but wow, that's definitely a side effect. But now I don't have to go back for 4 weeks. And then after that, provided that I do well, I won't have to go back until 8 weeks. And then it'll just be an 8-week dose after that. So fingers crossed that that's my reality. That's my intention. But I'm sleeping like a rock. Because by the time it's bedtime around here, I am just wiped out. So anyway, sometimes the moon gets me that way too, though, Maya. Used to a lot, but now I'm just sleeping. So we'll take it. Yeah, it sucks, but I think that I think it's worth it long term. To only have to have a treatment every 8 weeks is kind of cool versus like the 4 week shot or the once a week shot or even the pill that did a real number on my stomach. So I think overall it's going to be a positive thing. So we'll see. Probably better than doing nothing, which is what I was doing because I was starting to show it. But yeah, anyway, that's all. But we have tons of ground to cover. Obviously, we always do on this show. So, I'm going to share my screen here. Actually, I'm going to mute and cough first so you guys don't have to hear it. By the way, I ordered the coolest thing, and I am so excited to share it with you guys. But I ordered this thing called Plant Wave, and it's a machine. It's this company, they've been researching biorhythms of plants and other living things for like 30 years. And they have developed this machine that essentially they've taken every biowave and assigned it a note. Now, listen, this is the most rudimentary description that you'll ever hear. So please know this is this is limited knowledge descriptions. But basically, they take every wave and they assign it to with a different note or sound. And then when you hook their little machine up to a plant, the machine detects the waves that are coming from the plant, because plants have a lot of biowaves, actually. And then as the biowaves start moving through the machine, all of those pre-programmed sounds start combining to play music. It's cool as hell. So you can basically put their little probes on any plant and listen to the music that it makes. And if it sounds gimmicky, it probably is. But I looked at a few different machines, a few different devices that do the same thing, but I really, really liked this one. So that's the one I went with. But my thought was how much fun I could have traveling all over my area, you know, from where I live up into the Tetons, up into Yellowstone, and making recordings to share here on the show, to make meditations out of, yada yada. We could do all kinds of energetic experiences or experiments with this. I've watched a bunch of other people doing theirs, and one of the things that I saw I thought was really interesting is that if you hook it up to a dead plant, it makes no sound, nothing. And it had a caption that said, "Dead plants don't sing." I thought that was kind of heartbreaking. Indeed, dead plants don't sing. Anyhow, you guys, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I was hoping it would be here today, but it looks like probably tomorrow. So I'm sure I'll share some stuff online, but it was $300. This is me. You guys, I just don't spend money on myself very well. It's rare. And I was looking at this. I'd looked at several. I'm watching all of these different TikToks of people doing theirs. And I would tell Scott, it's insane, but I want this. And he goes, okay, buy it. No, it's $300. That's insane. He's like, well, buy it or I will. It's like, because you want it and you can afford it. And that's awesome. And you'll write it off on your taxes because you're going to use it for your show. So buy it. So I bought it. Thank God for Scott. Anyway, I just can't wait to share it with you guys. It's pretty cool. So, yeah. So that's all I have to say about that. But next week, I'll definitely have something to show for myself. Back to injections. Sid said, was it hard to learn how to inject yourself? I wasn't able to get the nerve to do hip treatment injects on my dog, and I don't know how I'd manage on myself. At first, it was a little bit scary, for sure. But I've been doing these for a long time, and I still give myself a weekly injectable. It's just a different one. It's a different thing now. But so it did. The thing with those is that, like the biologics, it's kind of like an EpiPen. You just stick it against your skin and push the button, and it just does the work. You don't have to, you know, dose it. You don't have to do anything. Now, the shot I take now does have to be dosed, but Scott does it for me because he's good at that. What would I do without Scott, you guys? My God. But that one is like, it's the size of an insulin needle. Like, you don't even feel it go in. So, and that's how the biologics were too. The needles are so tiny that you really don't even feel it. So, it did take me some time. When Matea started doing a weekly injectable, doing Mounjaro, she called me and she's like, hey, I'm going to do my shot right now. I want you to stay on the phone with me because I'm super scared. So we're going to do this. 30 minutes, guys. 30 minutes. I finally yelled at her because I'd had enough of it and said, just do it right now. And she did. And that ended it. And then after that, she did it just fine by herself. Without having to be yelled at. Who knew I was that kind of coach, right? After 30 minutes of false starts, finally I'd had enough. But anyway, so that's how. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Okay. All right. I just put a link up for Luminous. You won't believe it, but I went back to winged things. Well, you thought we were done with that, didn't you? Yeah, I went back to winged things because I realized that I was really doing the magpies around here a disservice by not giving them their moment in the sun, because I have more magpies anymore than I do crows, and I still have all my crows around, but man, I have a lot of magpies too. And I don't know about where you guys live, but where I live, there's tons of magpies, and people hate them. They hate them. The farmers kill them. They knock their nests down. Oh, it's awful. And magpies are really cool, smart birds. They're a lot like crows. And they're cool as hell. Personally, I think that magpies are amazing. So I did have baby crows this spring, JR. Yeah, I thought we had one and then finally decided there was actually two. Yeah, tons of baby magpies. There's a little magpie who sits in the tree, and when I bring out their food in the morning, she stays. Like, some of the other birds will take off and wait for you to walk back to the house, but she sits right there. I talk to her. She looks me right in the eye, and I chat with her, and I put her food right in the dish and walk in the house, and I'm only two or three steps away, and she's in the feeder, which is cool, but I also, it makes me a little nervous because, you know, we're nice magpies at my house, but that doesn't mean they are next door or anywhere else. So I don't want her to be too used to people or think that people are safe, because we're fucking not, are we? Yeah. No, she's just a sweet baby, Lillian. She's just got the most innocent, pure, happy energy. She's so happy to just wait for her cat food and peanuts. And yeah. Yeah, she's darling. I'll have to try and get a picture of her one of these days when I walk out there. She'd probably sit right there and let me. But again, I'm trying not to be, trying to be a little bit standoffish to her, because I just do not want her to think people are safe, because people actually in general, especially around here, definitely not. Also, magpies are the national bird of Mexico. Which is another cool factoid, in my opinion. All right. So I put a link to Luminous in the chat rooms, though you may have already received it if you subscribe. So obviously I did a magpie cover, because duh. I called the magazine this week the Magic is Afoot edition, because everything feels pretty magical right now. And I think we have to be careful that we're not keeping ourselves in such a state of busy and drama or trauma, if it can be avoided. Obviously, that's not always, you know, your fault or in your scope. But if you take a step back from those things in your life, you'll see the magic around you. I think so frequently we are running around with our hair on fire all the time, and we forget to stop and notice the magic. And this is a really magical time of year in the Western Hemisphere, you know, where we're deep in summer now. Everything is blooming. The winged things are everywhere. Nighttime is the most magical time in the world. There's a lot of magic out there for all of us, but you do have to look up from your phone. You do have to step away from everything else that is, you know, stealing your attention in order to notice that and experience it. So magic is afoot, because it is. Okay, let's talk about magpies. As you know, magpies are, they are playful and curious. Magpies are hilarious. We typically get a lot of grasshoppers in our front flower beds and our like garden herbs, and our whole front flower beds. They get it pretty good. And this year, the magpies have been going bananas out there hunting the grasshoppers. And it's been pretty funny to watch. When I was in Utah, Scott sent me a video. And there were like 8 magpies in the front yard, just hopping around, screeching and yelling, grabbing the grasshoppers like off the plants and throwing them into the yard and then running out there and diving on them. I should share that video with you guys at some point. It was so cute. But anyway, they're wild. Magpies are pretty crazy. So in some cultures, they were seen as messengers between the human world and the spiritual realm, which crows are as well, interestingly, or ravens. Their bold and inquisitive behavior, coupled with their distinctive vocalizations, gives them an air of communication and insight, certainly. If you have magpies around, you definitely know it, because they scream and yell a lot. So if you have magpies around, consider what message they might be bringing to you. Symbols of duality. Because of their black and white feathers, they're kind of the yin-yang and represent opposites, light and dark, good and bad, conscious and unconscious. If you are considering or encountering magpies, you might consider if you need to seek out balance in your life. A sign of luck. Magpies' association with luck varies widely across cultures. This is interesting to me. In some European traditions, seeing a single magpie is considered bad luck, but seeing two is good luck. This belief has even led to rhymes, such as the well-known British one, one for sorrow, two for joy. I had never heard that until I researched this. Did you know that? Maybe you did. In other cultures, magpies are seen as outright symbols of good fortune and prosperity, their presence heralding positive change and abundance. That is certainly what they have been for me. Connections to the supernatural. Magpies are often thought to possess a connection to the supernatural. In Chinese folklore, magpies are seen as auspicious birds that bring joy and marital bliss. Right again! The sight of a magpie is believed to indicate that happy events are on the horizon, making them a popular symbol in wedding decorations and other celebrations. I love that. Where I have found poor magpies to be kind of a hated bird where I live, I love that they are a revered bird in other places. They should be. Curiosity and adaptability. Known for their curiosity, magpies teach us the value of exploring our surroundings and being open to new experiences. Their adaptability is a reminder to be flexible in our thinking and actions. When a magpie appears, it may be a sign to embrace curiosity and adaptability in your own life, to explore new paths, and to remain open to unexpected opportunities. The thieving bird. Okay. Okay, fine. So they're thieves. All right. Okay. Yes, they are. Magpies steal just like crows do. They love shiny things. Spiritually, this characteristic can symbolize the need to be cautious about what we covet. Interesting. And to consider the true value of our desires. Embracing magpie energy. Incorporating the energy of the magpie into your life can bring a sense of wonder and balance. So here's a few ideas. In mindfulness, pay attention to the small, beautiful details in your daily life. Notice the magic in the mundane. I was thinking about that in the sense of the magpie's feathers, the iridescent nature of their black feathers that make them look blue. Strive to find harmony between opposing forces within yourself and your environment. A lot of energy around balance with magpies, and that's a message that we all need. Openness, stay curious and adaptable, welcoming new experiences and perspectives. Intuition, listen to the messages from the universe, trusting your intuition to guide you. Whether you see magpies as symbols of luck, messengers from the spiritual realm, or reminders of the importance of curiosity and balance, these remarkable birds offer valuable insights and inspiration. I'm so glad we didn't leave magpies out. It's a lot of cool information. I also included a link to a brief video about magpies that I thought you might find interesting. So there you go. The magpie. All right. In Kelly's Refeminist History article, she brings us an article about the French Revolution. There's a link here. If you click on the pink button here, or the pink hyperlink here, you'll get to that to listen to the her podcast. She says, civil disobedience was started by a woman, but, meaning yes, it was. when her last article and podcast was also about the French Revolution, and she came across someone who was all about civil disobedience. So it's a great article. Be sure that you listen to the podcast. It's awesome. I love it. Rock on, ladies. Keep causing the good trouble. My tip this week is rose quartz. I talk to people all the time about crystals that say, I just am so drawn to rose quartz. And a lot of people that like start picking up on crystals and buying crystals start with rose quartz. Very common to start with amethyst or rose quartz. So I thought it was a good time to examine why that is and why rose quartz might be a stone that you need. So rose quartz is a semi-precious stone that's associated with love, tenderness, and harmony. Its pink color is usually associated with emotional and spiritual healing. Rose quartz is often used to attract love and strengthen relationships. It's also considered to be a stone of peace and tranquility. One thing in our chaotic, ever-changing world that is true is that peace within creates peace without. And because our world is currently just so crazy and chaotic, working on peace for yourself is a great way to help not just you, but the collective. And so considering what in your life is bringing you peace and what isn't, and what can you do to increase peace in your world, is a step you can take not just for you, but to help bring peace to the outside as well. And you can certainly carry a rose quartz to remind you of that, represent that, continue to attract that. Christy's energy exercise this week is gratitude. I love that. That's been coming up a lot in the Daily Dish lately about gratitude and the idea that showing gratitude is a really powerful and positive way to tell the universe that you want more of whatever that thing is that you're showing gratitude for. All right. I mean, obviously, there's always lots of crime over at True Crime Squad, so you can check that out if you are interested. Jamie Dawn has a brand new video, Express Ourselves Openly, Honestly, and Authentically. Love that. She's so good at interpersonal. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. So if you are committing to give yourself that 15 minutes a day, there's lots of options over there for that. And that's Luminous. So hopefully there were some gems in there that you can benefit from. Okay. JR, I am definitely the bird lady. How did we get here? Well, my mom's stepdad, dude named Jack, he was, as my grandma called him, a bird brain. Thanks, Jack. I think I got that from you. He worked for the BLM out on the Mojave Desert. And Mojave? That might be wrong. He worked out on the that might be totally wrong. He worked out on the desert in southern Utah and around Las Vegas, out in that area. There's vast desert out there. And he worked in conservation and was crazy about the animals out there and occasionally brought something home. My mom grew up with a tortoise that would wander around the house and hibernate every winter behind the toilet in their bathroom and was always just hanging out there. And they had a roadrunner for a while. He'd bring injured animals home and nurse them, take them back. They always had snakes and lizards and other critters. And going to their house when I was a kid was always, his house at that point, but was always kind of a crapshoot. He was a hoarder too. And so his house was it wasn't good. So basically we were always told if we're going to grandpa's, like, you just go straight through the house and into the backyard. Just don't sit on anything. Don't really touch anything. And there would basically be a path. That was it. But the backyard is where the magic happened, because he had aviaries with all kinds of amazing birds and lots of, like, free birds in the yard too. And he bred ringneck parakeets for a long time, blue and green ringnecks. And yeah, Jack was he's still living, super cool guy at heart. Yeah. So yes, absolutely. We always loved getting to go over there and see what he had now. He always had a couple dogs and cats and stuff, but he has now, he's in his 90s now, and his kids moved him back to Idaho so that they could take care of him. But when I was a kid, that was a heck of a treat to get to go to Jack's house and see what he had going. Yep. Pamela said my mom was a bird lady, and I stepped into her shoes when she passed. They keep me company when I work. I have two feeders outside my window, and they help me keep my sanity. Amen. For sure. I just wish I could attract hummingbirds here. I have feeders, and I watch them, but I never get hummingbirds. I live really close to a highway, though, and so I think that's probably why, but I've only ever seen a hummingbird at my house once. Yeah. So that makes me sad, because I would love to have more hummingbirds. Of course, maybe with all the crows, and maybe you have to pick your poison, you know? I don't really have robins anymore. I used to have tons of robins and doves, but the crows and magpies have definitely driven them out. So I guess you got to choose. If I lived in the middle of like 20 acres and could just have whatever I wanted, I'd have guineas running all over the place. I'd have peacocks. I'd have all kinds of shit. For sure. I've always wanted peacocks, but Scott assures me that we would be the bane of the neighborhood because of how loud they are and wild they are. So, okay, fine. Apparently I can't have those. I can't have nice things. Every time I go to a place that has a bunch of peacocks running around, I would really love that. Denise said, baby bunny visits my patio from time to time. Dragonflies busy around my flowers. Ladybug even dropped onto my shoulder while walking on the sidewalk. Fun magic to enjoy. Oh, Denise, I love that. Mary said she loves rose quartz. Jane said, hoping group can hold space for my sister-in-law, Cindy, in South Jersey. She's near the end of her earthly journey and really struggling. Thanks in advance. Absolutely, Jane. We'll all send our very best to Cindy. Gosh, this was going on a week ago. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Okay. Let's do a few readings. Joni needed a card. Happy to do. We luckily are kind of starting to cool down here, but my poor Boise kids, 108 yesterday. 108. That's terrible. They want us to come down there tomorrow for softball, and I'm like, it's going to be 106. I'm not getting out of my car. Are you kidding me? It's evening, though, so maybe it'll be fine. I don't know. All right, Joni. Actually going to pull two cards. Well, you're being called out because the main card that I pulled is the balance card, which considering that we were just talking about the magpies and the need for balance, I guess that is for you, my friend. So always when this card comes up, there's always an admonition to look at what's going on in your life and what changes need to happen, what needs to shift for you to have better balance. Sometimes it's really hard to do, you know? And sometimes that's just a balance of what you're doing for other people versus what you're doing for yourself. Sometimes it's that balance of are you all work and no play? And sometimes it's the flip side. Are you staying up too late and eating shit and not taking good care of your body? Maybe you need a balance there. I'm not going to tell you what it is, Joni, because you know what it is. You know you better than anybody. So think about that and what you can do to help bring more balance in where you can. The key to balance is boundaries with other people, but also with yourself. So something to consider. And the other card is the crown chakra, which again gives me a hint for you, pardon me, looking at your energy body that I'm going to balance your crown for you. Because your crown is super big, which means there's been a lot of thinking going on, right? And not enough grounding. So your crown chakra is blown out. So I'm going to balance that for you. Yeah. Good shift there. So I'll fix your root while I'm at it to make sure that your energy is flowing the way it should. Good. There's sure a lot of love wrapped around you. Good. Okay, that's done. So that was just a, you know, that's a small adjustment to just feel your best, but that balance piece is the bigger message, I think. Hey, Kinga. Haven't seen your beautiful face in a while. Yeah. She said, wandering in after a long time. Would love a card or insights if you can. Life is quite the roller coaster, but I guess that's normal these days. Is it not, huh? Yeah, let's pull you a card here. Gosh, you seem to me like you've got lots of wins and losses kind of all at the same time. There's grief here. There's excitement here. And when I feel you, my stomach hurts. Maybe not in an ill way. Well, maybe, but more like a anxious way. So let's pull a card and see if that gives you a little bit more of a jumping off point here. Oh, two came. You know the rules. Oh, interesting. Okay. So the first card is the light card. This card usually comes through when good things are happening or you can expect good things to happen. This is my favorite card in this deck. It's just full of a lot of hope. And I think maybe that's kind of the thing that you need to anchor onto today or right now is on the things that are going well and expect more of that. The other card is the solar plexus card. So I think it's interesting when you put these two together, you're looking at light, you know, light, hope, good things coming. And then that solar plexus card, tells me that working on your confidence in yourself and confidence in your world are things that you can focus on. So I'm going to take a quick minute and do a little balancing in your solar plexus. Make sure that your wattage is turned up. You have an innate knack of attracting good people and snakes, you know, people who want something from you that might come across as a lot more charming than they really are. So So with that comes the need for really good discretion, which I think you're also good at. But I think you've had that knack going on since you were little. It's not something you're doing. It's just your energy. Okay, good balance in the solar plexus. And that feels good and looks good. Okay, I know. Oh, was it Mary? Yeah, Mary needed a clearing. Okay, Mary. She said wild dreams, and now she's feeling out of sorts. All right, Mary. I'm just going to start at your feet. Work my way up here, just clearing anything that's not yours. Your root is not right. So I'll fix that. And I think that's the key here. More than a clearing, you just need a little root adjustment. All right. So, but I did clear your aura and just kind of brighten up your light, but it's that root chakra. So I'm just going to balance that. Just a little shifted. Not enough that you have that feeling like something is really, really wrong, but just enough that it's not comfortable. Okay. All right. That's better. Let me double check your crown too. Yep. That's better as well. Okay. We'll take it. All right, I'm going to hop into the other chat. Lillianne said she doesn't know anyone who's in need of 20 acres of land and a sprawling house. Yeah, I don't want the sprawling house. No, no. I just want... in dreamland, okay, I want a house that... it's small and easy to care for, that has a great studio. So I have plenty of work or plenty of space for art and a glass studio and things like that. And a good meeting area for like family events. But moreover, I just want 20 acres of streams and woods and wild horses wandering through. Is that too much to ask? It probably is. Yeah. Okay. Pamela's got blue jays. We don't get blue jays. I love that. Sherry would love a card. Let's go to Sherry. I could have that if I moved to Montana, but I'd have to move to Northern Montana, and yeah, but I could. That it's that we looked at land there when Mars was going to school up in there, that you could buy about 20 acres for not an outrageous price, because it's Northern Montana, it's very, very rural. And there, it was a place called Moon Creek Road, which, okay, do you want to live on Moon Creek? Yes, yes, thank you, I do. And they had wild horses. But a lot of it's pretty deserty, and they also have a lot of rattlesnakes. Just, I think Northern Montana is too rural for me. Maybe I'm wrong. But that is a place that a dream like that could actually be fulfilled, but I would be so far away from my family. Way too far away from my kids, so... Okay, Sherry, pulling you a card. It's that crown chakra card again. I promise you saw me. I shuffled. So maybe that's a thing for everybody. Let's just do a quick meditation. Oh, good. Okay, Rico's not in here, so we can actually do a little singing bowl. He insists on coming in here during my shows most of the time, and he cannot do the singing bowl. He freaks out. But He's not in here, so. All right, so let's do a little spontaneous work. So, everybody, just bear with me here. Hopefully he's not in the other bed. No, he's not. Okay, we're okay. So, take a few deep breaths here with me. I am going to, good point, Bob said RA would not like the cold in northern Montana. Truth. Let's sing the bowl. And while I sing the bowl, I'm just going to ask you to breathe. Just breathe with it and allow anything that you're carrying that's no longer serving you to just be absorbed into the bowl first. And then we'll work on that crown specifically because I think, but we got to clear first. Okay. First step. All right. So second step, just close your eyes and work with me here. I want you to focus on the bottoms of your feet. I would like you to envision red tree roots growing out of the bottoms of your feet. Sending those tree roots deep, deep, deep into the earth. Connecting you and grounding you to the energy of the planet. Good. And now, starting with your left foot, you pull a powerful burst of the earth's energy through those roots, all the way up through your left foot, all the way up through your knee, your hip, clear to the top of your head, and back down. Clear down your side to your hip, your knee, through your foot, and back into those roots. This is a reciprocal energy. So back over to the left foot, all the way to the top of your head, back down into the earth, and back around to the left foot, over and over and over. Good. Okay. That's a simple one, but that's a really easy way to balance your root, which balances your crown. That's all you got to do. Okay. JR said she is finally on track with her dental work. I start tomorrow. Do you see it going as planned? I do. I feel like now that the ball's finally rolling and things are finally happening, I feel like it's going to go well. Take super good care of yourself, obviously, but Sherry said, why ground when you're trying to vibe higher? Because if you don't keep your ground while you're trying to raise your frequency, then you end up with all that energy up in your crown chakra. And it doesn't have anywhere to go. So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And that's where you find yourself feeling anxious, depressed, like you can't focus, you can't sleep. So in order to really vibe higher in a helpful way, in a way that you can experience your intuition more, feel better in general, you have to have that good ground in place, or your crown chakra will ruin you. Ruin you. That's really dramatic. But yeah, that's why. Lillianne needs balanced. We did balance, but I think I'm going to give you an extra quick look here. Lillianne, I'm feeling you. What I heard was, it's called political whiplash. That's funny. All right. I'm just grounding you a little better. Just making sure your energy's moving well. Yeah, I think the work we already did made a big difference, but just enhancing that. Good. Yeah, you're all set. Okay, Sid said, will you check on my pup, Darcy's root? I think she's unbalanced. I did hands-on and visual last week a few times, but I'm not being consistent. Let's take a look. Yeah. And you're right, Sid. It's just going to be continued work on that route, because she has been in survival mode where there is no good ground for a long time. And her sense of safety and security has been so unable, you know, she's been unable to trust that. So surely we're going to see some root issues. So I did ground her again, but yeah, let's just keep paying attention to that with her. It's certainly not a one and done. Yeah. She feels happy to me though, just so you know. Yeah. Or he, I think it's a he, isn't he? Anyway, they feel happy. Okay. I think grounding sheets are really cool. I do have a set of copper sheets for that reason, and I think they're awesome. Yeah. Lillianne said, yes, definitely on the political whiplash. I know. Yikes. Okay, just jumping in the other chat really quick. Mary said, thank you. My dream was I was back in the classroom teaching with a bunch of kids that were only about 7 or 8, and nobody would listen. It was like I had no control over anything. That's the worst. I worked at Kmart on the service desk when I was in high school and college, and I still occasionally have a Kmart dream. Yeah. Kinga, I was using the Psychic Tarot, and yes, when the show's over, I'll snap a picture of both of them and post it here in the chat room for you. Yeah. Okay, well, we better do it. We're out of time. So don't forget, I am a professional psychic advisor at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every single day. I'm doing work for all of you. So if you need anything, please come see me over there. I'll be back here next week, same place, same time. Guys, please take good care of yourselves. You're worth it. This world might be full of chaos, but we don't have to be. Keep doing the good work. You're worth it. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.